It's the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no!
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
Howdy, Tokaboo.
Bad Bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we like to call today Football Friday.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You got action this weekend.
I was going to call it Fuller Friday for Will Fuller. He became overwhelmed, guys.
The football overwhelms
him. What's going on here? No, I don't know the whole story. So, no Will Fuller for the Dolphins on Sunday. This is what Barry Jackson wrote in the Miami Herald. Dolphins coach Brian Flores said Friday that receiver Will Fuller will not play on Sunday because of a personal issue. We know that he missed practice when he could have been back Wednesday because of a personal issue. Fuller left the team facility on Thursday and did not practice. He is not practicing on Friday. That's today. It already happened. Flores said he had no timetable for when Fuller would return and asked that his privacy be respected, which is why we start the show not. Flores declined to reveal the nature of the personal issue. Flores asked if Fuller will return to the team this season and would not say. One day at a time, Flores said. He has my support. Things happen. When they happen, they're not part of normal every day. It's a surprise from that standpoint. He's dealing with it. We'll support him. Flores also declined to say if Fuller will be back next week. Fuller will remain on the 53-man roster, Flores said. Fuller missed the opener because he was serving the final game of a 6-game suspension for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substance policy. Flores declined to say if receiver Preston Williams will play Sunday, but he was not limited in Thursday's practice. Preston Williams, who sustained a major foot injury last November, played in the preseason finale but missed the season opener with New England. Beyond Preston Williams, Barry Jackson writes, other receivers are available, including Devontae Parker, Jalen Waddle, Albert Wilson, Jakeem Grant, Mac Hollins. Even without Williams or Fuller, Grant and Hollins played fewer than 10 snaps on offense against New England. So pretty shocking news, though, for the Dolphins, because we had expected. In fact, I had asked you on Wednesday's show because you had done radio in Buffalo, and I said, what was their, you know, opening salvo? What was their biggest question and concern? And you said, it's Will Fuller.
Yeah, he's coming back this week. What do you expect to add to the offense? Well, one thing, just reading that, because I saw some of the clips on Twitter, but you reading that all, I know we're upset. I wanted Will Fuller to play. He stretched the field, and I've talked about it. Coming down the sideline, Mike Gesicki, where does the safety go? You know, all the threats, all the weapons they have, we're excited. I just think about, and people don't think about this because you're mad, you want your team to win, Buffalo Bills, divisional rival. Just his mom's sick.
There's a million things.
His wife's having pregnancy complications. Yep. Like, just don't get so shallow when a coach is so vague about personal issues, we're going to let him play out. Like, in my mind, being in a locker room, I go to a deeper part of,
no doubt,
this is a man's life that's involved right now. He's not missing it because his daughter's graduating from kindergarten.
No doubt.
It's something serious.
Yep, no doubt. Yeah, listen, we all go through things in life, and we know, man, Norm MacDonald died earlier this week. 9 years he battled cancer privately. No one knew. You remember Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he dies, and you know, there were people that ripped him. His final couple of appearances, if you saw him, he looked thin and gaunt, and people were pointing out, you don't know what's going on in someone's life. And I'm not saying, by the way, that it is anything serious. I don't know.
Yes.
But you never know what's going on in someone's life. We all live lives. We all know that we have private issues that that our friends don't even know about. And so, yeah, I default to that as well. We'll find out, I'm sure, at some point. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, just
let
it be.
You'd love to see him out there, obviously. Any Dolphins fan would.
You would love to see him out there. There was a guy I played with, and I won't give any names, any years. I don't even want anybody to try to
Warren Sapp.
Wicklemedia.
Yeah, Wicklemedia.
I don't want nobody to Wicklemedia this.
Let me tell you something. If you go on Wicklemedia, you're not going to find this story, so don't even try.
Don't even try.
Picklemedia, maybe. Wicklemedia, no.
No Wicklemedia. But a guy, and he missed practice, and he was, you know, I was close with him. So, personal issues. Same thing, personal issues. Called him. Him and his wife were having trouble making a baby. They did some in vitro stuff, and she got really sick. And she's, like, you know, deadly sick and was bleeding and something, and, like, he wanted to go. And I called him mad. I called him with, like, bro, practice, bro. You gonna miss practice? Like, this is your chance. This is a one-time-in-a-life opportunity to play in the NFL, be with the Dolphins. And he told me the story. And I end up tearing up and apologizing to him.
Right.
I was like, oh, you know. But nobody tells you the front of the story. You just get the back end.
Right.
So that when you were reading that, I thought about my homeboy and was like, hey, when somebody says personal issues, here he goes. He hasn't played 16 games in his whole career. Just pump your brakes a little bit.
But from a football standpoint only, obviously he would have been great addition to the Dolphins receiving corps and still may be later on this season. He just won't be this week.
Albert can fly too now.
He was surprisingly quiet during the New England game. Mike Gesicki, that was a topic of conversation all week, I think, from a lot of Dolphins writers, that he was surprisingly quiet and underutilized. But they won, so, you know. I mean,
there you go. Wins a win.
Wins a win.
Same thing with Tua. Only 208 yards. Listen, W.
You know, when you say W and a win's a win. The Hurricanes beat Appalachian State. I've said all week, didn't feel great, but it was a win. Do you think Manny Diaz is on a little bit of a hot seat tomorrow?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Now,
yes,
has to be a win, no doubt. If they lose to Michigan State, the line is down to 6. But if they lose to Michigan State, you're going to see the banner planes flying. There's no question in my mind. If they eke out another one, a 2-point win, a 3-point win, I think you might see that conversation start to ramp up again as well.
Especially ugly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of turnovers. You're like last week, get inside the 30 or 48 times and can't score. Like, you lose with a last second 42-40, you might be okay.
Yeah.
If you ever play an ugly game, no offense, and just look unprepared, But you know what? We're saying he's on the hot seat. To have this conversation, Hawk. He's on the hot seat.
A little bit. It's not a super hot seat yet, is my point. This game tomorrow, as silly as it sounds, a noon game against Michigan State, out of conference, and that game, to me, can really write a lot of the narrative for Manny Diaz this season moving forward, because they'll have Central Connecticut after that, and, you know, gets that should be an easy one.
Gotta be a win. Gotta be a win.
Yeah. Let's get headlines. We have a loaded potato on this Football Friday. Eric Wood, our friend, the former Pro Bowl center for the Buffalo Bills. He works for the Bills radio broadcast. He's also an ACC network analyst. So we can talk Canes and Manny Diaz, and we can talk Dolphins Bills with Eric Wood. He's going to join us today. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. One's a handicapper, one's a gambler. And our regular fun and frivolity on a Friday. We'll have a week that was montage from Solana. Get to a Dolphins question of the day as well. First, let's get a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana.
The Hawk and Crowder Show, sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines, they're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade. With 5 convenient courses, book your tee time today, golfmiamidade.com. Your Thursday night football score: Washington 30, New York Giants 29. The deciding factor was a game-winning field goal as time expired for Washington.
We won money. We were one of the few that had the Giants plus 3.5.
Yes, sir.
I felt that all week long. All week long. And I just, I was like, yeah, the Giants, they're not going to get blown out every game. Taylor Heinicke, while he's fine, I didn't think he was going to blow them out. It wasn't like New York's traveling across the country. Daniel Jones can throw some good passes.
Yep.
And New York really should have won that game straight up. I know you didn't see it because you can't find NFL Network.
Don't have it.
But, well, but had you been able to find the channel, they should have won that game because Washington missed a field goal with 0 seconds on the clock as, you know, time expired. And New York was offsides on a field goal attempt with 0 seconds on the clock. Brought it forward 5 yards. Another chance to kick it. 5 yards closer. 0 seconds on the clock. Winner, Washington. That's a brutal victory for a brutal loss for the New York Giants. There are some people texting in. Please tell me you guys are going to replay the Warren Sapp interview today. Crowder did his best. Somebody says, Hawk, please ask how the interview with Warren Sapp went yesterday.
When it started, I heard like the Eye of the Tiger music playing in my mind. Like, I have to be great right now.
Somebody says, if they lose, you could bring on Warren Sapp with his analysis. Somebody says, talk about the hot seat. Warren Sapp said Miami has a Cuban coach that doesn't speak Spanish. I listened to it. This is what I would I would direct everyone to go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, or go to the ticketmiami.com or WQAM.com and click on the Hockman and Crowder podcast and listen to the 10-minute spectacular interview that Joe Zagacki and Channing Crowder conducted with Warren Sapp yesterday as I was out.
Dun, 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 dun. It was interesting.
He's one of those guys. Warren Sapp is one of those guys that just will not. I texted you this yesterday after it happened. He will not answer in the affirmative. Rick Barry, if you remember him, Hall of Fame basketball player, played for University of Miami. He was a Golden State Warrior. Rick Barry and his son Brent Barry, but Rick Barry was a basketball analyst on TV for a long time and a notorious D-bag. Just that kind of guy. We used to bring him on the radio all the time. I think we've had him on the radio. He's one of those guys that no matter what you ask, he'll start with no to let you know that you're – but then he'll say exactly what you ask. So Rick Barry used to shoot free throws underhanded. He was a great free throw shooter, and he used to say all the time, Shaquille O'Neal should shoot free throws underhanded. And if you brought him on the radio, you'd say to him, you know, Rick, it's pretty important for NBA players to take free throw shooting seriously, right? And he would say, no, no, not at all. They need to take all of basketball seriously, and free throw shooting is a big part of it. And so he would go on to answer exactly what you say, but it would always start with, no, 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 no. You don't understand it the way that I do.
I got you.
And Warren Sapp is that kind of guy. It doesn't matter what you ask him. He's going to tell you a little bit why you're wrong and then maybe answer exactly what you thought he was going to answer.
Well, when Joe started that we can use you against Michigan State this weekend, and he said, we, are you French?
Right.
At that moment, I knew something was going to go down here. Wasn't there to make us feel good about ourselves. He was doing a job.
It was like, you know, okay, Joe Zagacki's not on the team, so maybe you shouldn't say we. But, I mean, whatever. Just do the interview, man. Man.
He cranked up about Napsilia.
That's the only time that he was agreeable when you were talking about the product he was promoting. He's like, oh, we nailed it on this one. Like, we nailed it.
This gonna
you,
take
you were in there inventing it?
We're going to take coffee off the market. No more coffee, huh?
All right, what else you have in the headlines, Solana?
Your NFL schedule, Dolphins, Bills, 1 p.m. Sunday, Miami, still 3-point home dog. 1 p.m. Jets.
Three? I thought it was 3.5.
I have 3 right now, looking
take
right
a
at
look
it.
See. Interesting.
Jets Patriots. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff as well. New England, a 4.5-point favorite on the road.
New England, 4.5-point favorite on the road against the Jets. That makes sense, yeah.
New England.
And then your primetime game.
You know, I have
night.
To tell you, though, in a pool that I'm in with no lines, just a pick 'em pool. I picked the Jets. Sometimes things just don't work out the way that you think they're going to work out.
Like your picks.
Oh, Well, listen, we've been on a bit of a heater. I don't know what totals you're looking at, but we've been on a bit of a heater.
I was speaking about in these, what they call, Deadpools or whatever you play.
Well, Suicide Pool, I'm already out.
Yeah.
Like, week one, I'm already out on that one. Yeah. But you can't pick what everyone else is going to pick. It's just a log jam.
So the Jets, week two, the Jets are
I could see the Jets winning outright against New England. Everybody's been high on New England coming in from the offseason. Everybody's been low on the Jets. And again, Mac Jones, while okay, he's going to be good, there's still the growth of a rookie quarterback. So now you got two rookies playing each other. One's at home, one's on the road. I don't think the Patriots are so markedly better than the Jets.
But Mac looked good. Zach didn't look good.
I got you. I'm just saying, I don't think the Jets are going 0-17.
No.
And I don't think the Patriots are going to roll anyone this season, as we saw last week.
All close games. You know what? I guarantee the Jets won't get to eight.
Eight wins?
8-9. They're
more. But can
of
you
a
guarantee
five,
that the Patriots will?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Patriots will get eight.
Dolphins on my sheet are +3.5.
Hmm. That's a tough one. I know. Somebody, my buddies asked me about that at lunch.
I want to play the Dolphins.
You know what? I have two teams this weekend. I'm like that.
Yeah.
Gators, Dolphins. So they're going to win? I didn't say that. No.
Right.
Yeah, I'm torn on Saturday and Sunday.
Your Sunday night football game, Ravens, Chiefs, Kansas City on the road, a 1-point favorite. Marlins open a 3-game series tonight versus Los Piratas. 7:10 p.m. And then Inter Miami, they play the New York Red Bulls 7 p.m. here in Fort Lauderdale. They're back down to eighth place, but game in hand tonight. If they win, those 3 points will catapult them up until the fifth spot.
Is pirate in Spanish pirata?
Pirata.
Did not know that. I have to look at Steven for official confirmation because Solana's sketchy at best.
He'll lie.
Let's get to our weather.
Mentiroso.
From the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right, the Pro Bowl center, Eric Wood from the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk some Bills-Dolphins with him. He's also a commentator on ACC Network, so we'll talk some Canes with him as well. Eric Wood here in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
During the commercial break, I went to the vending machine, and I asked everybody, what do you want out of the vending machine? What do you want out of the vending machine? Because Steven, our associate producer, was nice enough to bring in, he wasn't thinking of us, but he stopped at a Little Caesars and got one of those crazy calzones. And he thought it was going to be like a personal thing, and it was a large thing. And so when he came in this afternoon, he was like, hey, you want some crazy calzone? And so, you know, everybody munches a little bit. And so I ask if anybody wants something from the vending machine because, you know, it takes iPhone, the Apple Pay or whatever, so it's easy. And so I ask Crowder. Crowder says, well, give me a Diet Pepsi. And I get a water. And I duck my head into Solana's studio, and I say, can I get you something out of the vending machine? And he looks at me, and he goes, can I get a club soda? And I go, you know, am I the bartender at the Regal Beagle? A club soda, you want to twist a lime as well? It's a vending machine. I mean, when have you seen a vending machine with a club soda? So I just slammed the door on him. I got him a Red Bull I thought maybe that would shut him up, like almost like a baby. Here, just drink this a little bit. Club soda? What are you talking about? A club soda.
I mean, you went with Red Bull. I would have preferred the yerba mate that was in the vending machine, but
just saying, club soda. Wait.
Nobody gets that.
Good sparkling water.
No, I understand what club soda is. They don't have it in the vending machine. I'm overwhelmed, guy. Now,
you should be.
Club soda.
I'm gonna hit him.
You want a little twist of lime and an umbrella in that? A
cucumber. That flavor.
We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Eric Wood, friend of the program. He was Pro Bowl center with the Bills, and he's part of the Bills radio network. And he's also a commentator on ACC Network, so we could talk some Canes with him as well. He is joining us right now. Can I get you anything out of the vending machine, Eric?
Yeah, I'll take a club soda. Yeah, exactly. I figure down in Miami, I figure, you know, that's kind of bougie enough that you guys might have that. I know up in Kentucky we don't have those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get what you're saying. Maybe on South Beach. You don't know where we're located. Maybe on South right. Beach in the vending machine. Let me start with the Dolphins-Bills game. So the Dolphins start the season 1-0. Bills start 0-1. I think maybe everyone, certainly the media, is shocked by the starts. You look at the Dolphins game last week, I'm sure, where they beat the Patriots. So what are your thoughts about this Dolphins team heading into Sunday's matchup?
You know, they looked a lot like they did last year. I mean, they got a complete team, and their defense is excellent. And you know, it's yet to tell what this Patriots offense will do in 2021, but Mac Jones certainly looks the part so far. And you hold them to 16 points and get a 17-16 win in a hard-fought game. And that's a lot of what we saw from Miami in 2020. An excellent defense, a lot of playmakers on the offensive side of the football. You know, multiple running backs to kind of give you different things in Gaskin and Brown, and then tons of weapons at tight end and receiver. You know, what the offensive line looks like, especially getting the Austin Jackson back, so now you're not as strung out at left tackle. You know, this is a tough matchup for anybody in the NFL. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm surprised that the Bills have won five in a row, but, you know, some of the fashion, like the Week 17 game last year, That was surprising to me. And you know, throughout my career, and Crowder, you know this too, sometimes there's teams that just don't match up well with you. And obviously people in Buffalo are hoping that's the case and it continues to trend moving forward. But this is a Miami team with a ton of talent, a ton of young talent, really promising future for the organization.
Yeah, and Eric, one thing, like we're talking, and I don't know if we're homers down here, but there was no love for the Dolphins. Right now, the Bills are winning the division. The Patriots are going to be wild card. No love. Then we beat the Patriots. Nothing changes. They still don't believe in Tua. Everybody's questioning Tua. He only had, you know, 200 and some change passing. Did you see anything out of Tua that made you question him or gave you any encouragement about Tua Tagovailoa?
You know, I like that the offense is more suited towards him. And, you know, he's had success at every level of football, and there's no reason to believe that he can't grow into that. You know, to me, does he look like the upper echelon of quarterback? I'd say not yet, but let him grow. And like I mentioned with these weapons, you know, with the weapons he has on the outside, and I saw it announced that Fuller's not going to play, but you give me the four receivers of Fuller when he's healthy, Devontae Parker, my Louisville guy, Jalen Waddle, and Preston Williams. I mean, dude, that is a receiving core that is going to put a ton of stress on the defense. And then Mike Gesicki is essentially another great receiver that you could put out there as well. You know, there's not going to be a lot, especially early in his career. It seems like if he can just distribute to the open receivers, there's not going to be a ton asked of him. And I like that they're starting to do a little bit more RPO stuff, things that he was used to running while he was in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, and obviously we all know, as you mentioned, Will Fuller will not participate on Sunday, and they were kind of elusive as to whether he's going to join the team this season. It was a little strange, but obviously he would add a threat that would be even better. But that receiving core is strong, like you say. So you say give Tua time. Can he be, you've been watching and around quarterbacks your entire life, can he be an elite quarterback? Your gut, what does your gut tell you? Will he be an elite quarterback in this league one day?
Oh, what's my gut tell me? I mean, if I had to, it's so hard to predict. Let me just say that, because if you would have asked me about Josh Allen after his rookie year, I'd have said he's got tremendous highlight reel plays, not enough accuracy at this point to be an elite quarterback. Second year, you would have probably said the same thing, but those highlight plays are there. And then year three, you see him put it all together, and he's the runner-up for the MVP. You know, heading into his second season where he's not even the full-time starter, it's tough to say, and you're asking me for a gut reaction. I'm on a Miami radio station. I'll probably plug my podcast later. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say, you know, he could be an elite quarterback in this league.
What's that podcast again, Eric?
You just earned yourself a club soda.
Exactly. It's what's next with Eric Wood, and at some point I'll be reaching out to get Crowder on there as well.
Oh, I'm down, baby. Just give me a call. Hey, man, you speaking to Josh Allen, I was talking about this week with the Dolphins and the defense versus Josh Allen. Bro, the Steelers, T.J. Watt and Ingram gave the O-line hell. and thing you did, you were an O-lineman, a great O-lineman. Are the O-line the Bills a liability, or is just the Steeler defense, and speaking of Watt and Ingram just being dogs, is that the difference? Is it the X's and O's and not the Jimmys and Joes?
You know, I think there's concern on when you look at it from both directions. One, obviously that Steelers defensive line came to play last week, and you get six holding calls in the game, which are a lot of them are self-inflicted. As an offensive lineman, I'll say, you know, some of those are questionable. You could call holding on almost any play. And when you back yourself up to first and 20, second and super long, you get in those obvious pass rush situations. You guys both know how easy it becomes for a talented group to rush the passer. And so when you look at it from that aspect, some of it was self-inflicted last week with mistakes. Other times you got to give the Steelers credit. But ultimately, when you give up the amount of pressure that the Bills did last week, and knowing the fact that Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator for the Bills, primarily wants to throw the ball, and a lot of their investments have been in the receiver position, and obviously at quarterback now with Josh Allen and his mega deal he just signed, you want an offensive line that can prove that they can protect. Now, this is a group that returns virtually everybody from the offensive line a year ago that was not a concern. So you're hoping it's a one-off bad game for the offensive line, but, you know, heading into this week, the tests don't get that much easier, and where, you know, the big names like Melvin Ingram, Cameron Hayward, T.J. Watt, maybe they're not there. The Miami Dolphins got some great young pass rushers that are hungry. And those young guys sometimes are tougher than even the big-name guys because they're going so hard every Sunday.
Eric Wood is with us, former Pro Bowl center and part of the Bills radio broadcast team, also commentator on the ACC network, and I guess I'll ask you a Miami Hurricanes question, because they've started the season 1-1. They had the loss to Alabama, was pretty ugly. Then they beat Appalachian State last Saturday. You know, not exactly a pretty victory, but as Crowder and I have said, a dub is a dub. And now they've got Michigan State tomorrow at noon. Where are the Canes in the ACC, in your opinion? And it's a conference, by the way, which admittedly has had a kind of ugly start to the season.
It's falling off.
Clemson didn't look great when they only put up 3 points in week one. FSU didn't look great when they lost to Deion Sanders.
Falling off. That's what you're scared to say.
He's a big SEC guy, and I don't like to give him the SEC love, Eric. But where are the Hurricanes in the ACC?
Man, there's some years where the ACC could talk some trash to the SEC, and I don't know that this is one of those
it
years.
It doesn't feel like it.
It's not, you know, and sorry, I'll get back to Miami in a second, but, you know, Clemson's got some things to figure out on offense, and they just haven't been that creative. Play calling the last few years. They haven't had to be when you got Trevor Lawrence. And I think what you're seeing right now with DJ Uiagalelei, that they, which is about as tough of a name as Tua Tagovailoa. But when you look at their play calling, they're going to have to be a little bit more creative, because maybe the talent gap offensively for Clemson isn't going to be extreme over all of their opponents, which you saw week one against Georgia. And when you look at Miami, I absolutely love De'Aaron King. He's coming off the injury. You know, you have a slow start against Alabama. Alabama is great. They return so many players. That's the upper echelon of all of college football. And so there's no panic there. And then you'd like to see them rebound. But sometimes when you spend all offseason prepping for an emotional first game and it's a letdown, that can kind of drag into week two. I like the Canes to roll against Michigan State. I think they'll continue to put up points this season and probably continue to get better and better, similar to how they did last year, kind of peaking towards the middle part of the season where they were really just lighting up opponents with their offense.
And Eric, when you talk about coaches, because me and Hawk, myself, early in the show, we're talking about you lose Alabama, which is justifiable. Like you said, I think they're going to win the national championship, but you barely beat Appalachian State. So you're 1-1, but the one win didn't feel good. Like, covering the ACC, is Manny Diaz respected as a coach? Like, when you say, UM got Manny Diaz, they're good. Is he respected as a coach?
He is. And I'm actually not covering the ACC this year, so but this actually allows me to speak more freely. I'll say this. Manny Diaz is respected as a coach. And these guys that are trying to instill a culture – with these programs that haven't been there very long. You got to remember, these guys had a recruiting class under their belt, and then they had to recruit last year off of Zoom calls where they don't even meet these kids and then bring them in. And so so you don't know how they're going to fit your culture. You had the COVID year where you're so separate. I think Manny needs more time. I think he is respected throughout college football. And, you know, I just think that not that everybody deserves to pass, but I'm sitting here in Louisville, Kentucky, knowing how much crap Scott Satterfield's getting. And I think there's a lot of big programs that would love to have Scott Satterfield running their program right now, but it's just hard, you know, in this past year and a half or so, to try and build a program and build a culture for success when you're dealing with COVID and recruiting and trying to bring guys along.
Speaking of you being in Louisville, so on the text machine, a bunch of texters texted in, and I knew this. Dion coaches Jackson State. FSU lost to Jacksonville State, so when I said they lost to Dion, I was incorrect on that. But there are a bunch of texters texting.
Sometimes it's good to do those things just to make sure the audience is paying
attention. That's right. That's right. I call that a little pop quiz. But then on the text machine, there are a number of people texting in this, essentially. Tell Eric Wood UCF is going to kick Louisville's ass. And I think that game's tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is tonight. And – you know, this isn't a great scheduling assignment for U of L. When you have a team like UCF that could beat the bottom tier of most Power 5 conferences, they're just calling around to schools looking for a matchup, and they got one in Louisville, and it's going to be a good game. I covered a UCF game for ESPN last year. They got a heck of a lot of talent there. They're a tough team to prepare for with their pace, even though Heupel's up at Tennessee now. Still a tough team to prepare for, and Louisville's got their hands full tonight. You know, if you would have told me 10 years ago that Louisville would be a 7-point home underdog to Central Florida, I wouldn't have believed you. And that's a testament to not necessarily where Louisville is, but to what Central Florida has done as a program. The Bills in particular, you know, they got a young receiver, Gabriel Davis, in his second year out of UCF. Man, that dude came in the NFL ready to play. And that's a testament to how those guys are trained and how they're prepared at Central Florida.
Eric Wood, go ahead, promote the podcast, because you were always a very good guest on our radio show, and people always text in how much they enjoy hearing from you. So what is the podcast, and where can people get it?
Yeah, it's on all the major platforms. It's called What's Next with Eric Wood, and we have a wide variety of guests. And my career ended by a surprising injury that caught me off guard, and I was trying to figure out what's next for me. And we talked to a lot of people that have either had major transitions or what made them successful, to learn from them. So it's been an absolute ton of fun. It stinks this year we're not talking about Fitzpatrick like we were last year. Yeah. That was always fun, getting to tell Fitzpatrick stories on the radio with you guys. And I believe you guys still owe me Joe Stonecrab. So we'll have to work that out at some point.
I'm not so certain. Didn't it go the other way? Don't you owe us something?
No. Absolutely not. We're betting Bills Dolphins, and the Bills have won 5 in a row. It's not like I would take the opposite of that.
Sometimes if I just try the Fletch method, which is you just say it, and you can sometimes get the person to agree with whatever you're saying.
No, we owe him something.
Well, the good news is, Eric, all guests on the Hockman and Crowder show get a club soda from a vending machine. So just screenshot you getting a club soda at any vending machine, and I will Venmo you the up to $3 back as a reimbursement.
My man, I'll go look for a Seagram's vending machine.
Joe Stonecrab or Club Soda? Damn, that's a trade-off. Machine.
All right. Are you coming down to South Florida?
Yep, I'll be flying down tomorrow afternoon.
You busy, Crowder? You want to just send him your credit card number? I mean, we do owe him the Joe Stonecrab, and you're the one with the NFL pension.
What'd you say now? I'm broke, Eric. I'm broke.
Hey, we'll touch base on Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, man, hit me up though. I come on the show, man. I come on the show for sure.
My man, I appreciate you guys. Always
you
a pleasure.
Eric Wood, and yeah, we did lose that bet to him. Where I thought he had forgotten about it.
You lies just flow out of you.
I just thought if you sound authoritative in no, I think that went the other way. Crowder yesterday texted me a little screenshot of why he can't see NFL Network on UVerse. It was a Google story that just said NFL Network was pulled from UVerse
as of 2019.
And I texted back, Crowder, that's not what you have at home. And It is, no, but no. If you just argue the fact, I mean, then, you know, I thought maybe I could get you to capitulate.
Because did you see when he started speaking of the bet? I remember the bet, but I was like, oh, he might have forgot it. So he started speaking. I look at you to do the cringe face like, ugh, we do owe him. You're already shaking your head no.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not certain we lost
and
that.
I was like,
nah, I'm not certain. I'm not certain. Eric Wood, he really is an excellent radio guest.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Finally, guys, a genetics company called Colossal have raised $15 million to try to use DNA to bring back woolly mammoths.
I saw that story.
What for? How much money?
Seems like a bad idea. We've all seen Jurassic Park. We really want, you know, hey, going to be late coming in. There's a woolly mammoth on 95, and everyone's trying to get off on State Road 84. And
Is it going to solve any issues?
Yeah.
What? No. What's a woolly mammoth walking around going to help us with?
The lack of woolly mammoths. By the way, $15 million, they spared no expense.
You woke up, what Saturday you woke up and said, whoo, if I could see a woolly mammoth.
I'm sure someone has.
No, they haven't.
I mean, not me, but I'm sure someone has.
Are we allowed to eat them?
I don't know.
If they bring them back, can we eat them?
I think it tastes a little gamey. Now that's a crazy calzone ID. What do you want, pepperoni? Nah, I'll take woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth. Little cheetah on the side. Get the hell out of here, a woolly mammoth.
They're going to try to make a mammoth-elephant hybrid first, though, which I'm extremely excited about.
Sure.
You know what?
I think we all are.
I'm ready to make fun of them, but I love that damn liger at the little parrot jungle.
Right, but those are two currently living creatures that have mated. This would be bringing one back from prehistoric times. When's the last time woolly mammoths were on the earth?
I believe it was...
He was going to try.
I was amazed that he was going to give an answer. I couldn't believe it. I said, this mofo is going to give an answer like he knows. Thank you for pulling the plug.
I said, I believe it was, and both your eyes just opened
up. I couldn't believe. And I thought you were going to say something like the 1960s. Like, I figured you don't know.
53.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And you know, FaceTime has this unique ring to it.
Hawk and Crowder.
I almost forgot it was Friday. This song just reminded me that it's Friday.
Yay.
Oh, you know what? Because I was off yesterday.
Yeah, see?
All right. Now we got something.
I can't be mad on a Friday.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Some people broke the fast last night with some Manischewitz. Not me. Funky Buddha all the way, baby.
I love it. I was drinking with you. You know what? Joe Z was on, and I was like, hey, man, it's a Funky Buddha Happy Hour. He said, I love that Floridian.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, Joe said everybody he got knows. In the fridge. Yeah.
Everybody knows. Play the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song, Solana.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddhas. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Man of Shabbos.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go.
Morgan David.
Yeah. Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman crowd.
A little something for my Jewish friends up there.
Oh, it's nice.
Little ad lib. Somebody texts in. We were talking about, you know, Pizzola, what he said about Tua, and then we were just kind of spitballing in the last segment. Somebody texts in, what will it take for you guys to admit Tua is not the answer at QB we hoped he would be? So I responded, it'll take more than 11 games, especially since he's only lost three of them, which I think I'm correct. I think he started 11 games and he's lost three. I might be off by a game or two.
Because he was 6-3. I think it's 10.
Is it only 10 games? So he was 6-3 last season and 1-0 this season?
Yeah, he's 7-3. And so, that person, a number of people. I'm not the only person saying this.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember Josh Allen was trash his entire rookie year?
Mm-hmm.
He was inaccurate. He was a bust. They took him too high. And now he is in the damn MVP race last year, this year, third and fourth year. So is Tua the only person that gets nine games to prove to you?
It's weird.
Think,
especially so again, if you're 7-3 in the 10 games or 8-3 or whatever. I mean, it's a decent winning percentage. So the guy texted me back, Fiedler won a bunch of games, had a fantastic winning percentage, but he wasn't winning us titles. Fins aren't winning because of him. And I text him back, I go, but they're not losing because of him either. No. Like, I mean, listen, to me, the first issue with the quarterback is he winning or losing? Then you can start to drill down even further. Is he good with the passing attack? Can he handle pressure? Could he lead you to a Super Bowl? I can't tell you that after 10 starts. I cannot. And anyone that tells you they can tell you that after 10 starts is lying.
Give him this entire year. This year to adjust. This,
yeah.
Give him some time.
Yeah.
You know what? This offseason, if we're not in the playoffs, if we don't have double-digit wins, I will revisit this with you.
Absolutely.
And be further on your side.
Yep.
But right now, don't start that too as garbage stuff. Don't start
yep.
that with me.
I would say unquestionably true that you have to give him at least this full season
yep.
as your starting quarterback. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour headlines with our friend, the Mentidosa, Alejandro Solana. It's Mentiroso, by the way.
Mentiroso?
Yeah, Mentirosa, female, Mentiroso, male.
Come on, Mentiroso.
Is that correct, Solana?
Yeah, you're saying it weird. It's Mentiroso.
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 No, but then
you're
saying it like if you're going to say like Rosa, like Mentirosa, like Mentiroso.
Mentiroso.
I don't know.
Mentiroso.
What
do you do with your tongue? I don't know what your tongue
Mentiroso.
Is doing. Mentiroso. Mentiroso.
Yeah, you just... It's not wrong. You're just saying it weird.
Strangely enough, you trilled the S there. You
Mentiroso.
Said, yeah, yeah. You're supposed to trill the R.
Mentiroso.
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 There you go.
Well, that's what I was saying the whole time, I
no,
think.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not Italian. So sure. Mentiroso.
Mentiroso.
Mentiroso. What does that mean?
Liar.
Liar?
Yeah.
Mentiroso.
Remember the old song, Mentirosa?
Mentirosa lo cumplinia.
No. See if you have that. Mellow Man Ace. Look back there. Just look back. I want to play right now. Just see if you have it. Might be in the Power 96 catalog. Mellow Man Ace. Mentirosa.
You talking about a
nope.
lady?
We don't have
split?
It? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've explained this to you that the way our systems worked 3 years ago in the prior studio where I could go into Power 96.
Oh, you can't do that here?
No, I mean, we've had this conversation several
we call
times.
That.
Yeah.
Mentiroso.
So it's not in there?
He don't want
no.
to
look.
Mentiroso?
No, I mean, I could just type it in. It's not there.
All right. Mentiroso. Do you know how to spell it?
Mentirosa.
That's right. Minty. Mentirosa.
Mentirosa.
Like a certs. All right. Let's get the headlines with Alejandro Solana. It's got rets in it. I like the stuff that I know goes over Solana's head. You have no idea what Retson is.
No idea.
I like when he says, you get no idea.
We act like he's 17.
No, but Retson, Search with Retson is from the 80s. I remember commercials in the 80s. Do you remember? Do you know what certs are?
Certs?
Yeah.
No.
You know what a cert
For real?
Is.
You don't know what certs are?
Spell it.
C-E-R-T-S.
Certs. No. Certs?
No, why are you saying it like that? No. It's just a mint. It's a breath mint.
It had the little green stuff in the hole.
That was the Retson.
Yeah.
No, not in the hole. That was like Velaments or something.
No, that was the certs had the hole green, didn't it?
Certs, but certs didn't have a hole.
They didn't have the green hole?
Certs were more like a, I mean, they were round, but there was no hole.
Oh, I eat them grandma mints when I was a kid, the big soft red and white ones.
Oh, those were great.
Yep. Soft red and white ones?
Those yeah. were great.
You're talking about Starlight mints. You might not even have these little fluffy mints. They were mints that they were like balls.
But they still make certs, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
You seen certs? A certs?
I don't know. I don't know.
Man, no.
Maybe they don't.
Do people get breath mints, or is everybody doing gum?
I don't know. That used to be a thing where you used to have Velaments and certs. Yeah. Do you remember Velaments?
No.
They were square.
No, I don't remember that.
Velements.
I remember talking to people that would have a cert on their tongue as they're talking, and it used to gross me out for some reason.
Oh, lifesavers.
Well, certs are not lifesavers, but they're round. They don't have a hole in them, though.
Hmm. Do they have breath mints?
No, they have breath mints, but it's like Altoids. I know Altoids.
Well, they come in the tin.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like those.
Yeah, these were
Altoids. They're like too strong.
Those are the
cert.
Yeah,
cert. Never that's seen. Right. There was no hole.
Right. They had the retzin. Oh. They had the little flakes of retzin. It was certs with retzin.
And that got you right.
Nobody knew what retzin was, but it sounded like it was a great advancement in the world of fresh breath.
Ooh, I'm kill him on Friday night. Got the retzin in.
That's what it was. Like, it's Monday. I'll just get some lifesavers or something. Oh, Friday? I got to get some of that retzin.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Why are you breathing so hard?
You remember Velamint, huh?
Mm-mm. Certs were discontinued in 2018, and according to this website, possibly for having partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil, which is not allowed as an ingredient in food sold in the USA since 2018.
What made them so good was that cottonseed oil.
Well, who dares? You remember these? A little hydrogenated.
Velamints?
No. Yeah. I wasn't allowed in certain restaurants when Velamints were around.
No, Velamints were in the 80s, 90s. I bet, let me see, they might still make Velamints.
Hawk. Did you see that packaging?
Well, all packaging goes through phases. They don't keep it the way that it looks.
There's no such thing as a Velamint. Yeah, the Listerine, the tabs, are those still big now? Little tabs you put on your
tongue? Oh, my God, that had, for a minute, everyone had those.
I was like college time. You kill them with the little tabs.
Velamints are still around, but it is totally different. You can go to velamints.com. Those almost look like little tabs or something.
They
pivoted. They tried to pivot. Pivot!
That first little package wasn't appealing.
All right, real quick, let's get, back in the 70s, after you smoked some Parliaments, that square Velamints bag was all that. Don't you dare. All right.
Let's get your mouth.
Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade. 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today. GolfMiamiDade.com. Also by Rubenstein Law. Car accident, truck accident, or motorcycle accident. If you're injured in any of those accidents, call Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends.
Bunch of people texting in. The little thing in the middle that you're talking about, those were breath savers.
Oh,
breath
thank
savers.
You. Yeah.
Yep. Breath savers. Good call, people.
I got
good
some phone
call.
Numbers off
oh,
the breath
my
savers.
God. Somebody just texted in. Remember Banaka? Do you remember the Banaka Blast? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How do you know the Banaka Blast?
We just had that.
Oh, my God. Banaka. Do you remember the Banaka Blast?
I didn't know the name, but I know the
Banaka Blast. Wow. There was also a Banaka. Hey, you would just put a little dab on your tongue. It was liquid in a little glass container, and you just put a dab on your tongue.
Weekend. That was LSD.
That's true.
You just pour it in your mouth? That was the pour was before the spray.
It wasn't a pour, though. It was just a dab. One dab. I know it sounds like LSD, but I'm telling you, it was Banaka.
A dab, huh? There's a dance. That's also talking about drugs.
That's, Cam Newton made the dab famous.
Big news today, Will Fuller out Sunday for personal reasons.
I bet half the people that say dab don't know where the genesis is.
Well, people were saying dab way before dabbing.
No, you know why the motion is putting your face in your elbow? Because you're coughing so hard.
Right, and in days of COVID, you want to cover your cough.
No, dab has nothing to do with COVID.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm positive.
I don't know. I'm going to ask Fauci. Let me ask Fauci.
It's a THC delivery system.
Yeah.
Look at this. They still sell Banaka. Yeah. You can get the little sprayers. How about that?
They're little cute ones.
My God.
They're not in the gas station anymore, though.
Look at that. And the ad there says vape breath. With a question, I mean, talk about going into
mask breath.
Mask breath. Wow.
You talking about pivoting?
Banaka. Pivot. Pivot.
Who yells that?
It's from a Friends episode. Oh, okay. And it's like, one of my favorite episodes only because David Schwimmer yells, "Pivot! Pivot!"
It sounds ridiculous.
I thought about giving it to DVJ this week. I actually looked up the scene, but it just, with no context, it makes no sense.
Brian Flores says Will Fuller will remain on the roster at this time, but again, not playing Sunday for personal reasons. Here's your NFL schedule. 1 p.m., Dolphins-Bills, broadcast on WQAM begins 9 a.m. Jets play the Patriots. They host them 1 p.m., and then Sunday Night Football, Ravens-Chiefs, 8:20 p.m.
Such a great text from somebody who just, like, my kind of kindred soul. Elaine squirted cherry banaca in crazy Joe DiVola's eyes to get away. And she, and this texture is totally right. From Seinfeld, just the fact that he wrote out Crazy Joe DiVola and that I know it's Crazy Joe DiVola. Great, great text.
Never seen it.
Pivot!
Never seen it.
Tomorrow.
Remember cinnamon toothpicks?
No.
You don't remember cinnamon-flavored toothpicks?
Are they red?
That was all. No, it was just regular toothpick. But you go to a restaurant, and when you leave, you'd grab a cinnamon-flavored toothpick. Like, it was all the rage.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. No, I missed that.
They should bring those back. They should bring those back.
Right?
Yeah. No.
Certs used to be two mints in one. Remember that?
Yeah.
The retsin.
The retsin. You love some retsin.
The retsin was the selling point. Why would you get a cert over a lifesaver, a breath saver? Because only one of them had the retsin.
I was reading a little something. The retsin was the part that got them banned.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Man, the 80s sounds thrilling.
Pivot!
Pivot!
Miami MSU tomorrow, 12 p.m. kickoff. It's on ABC, but you should listen to it on 560 WQAM, flagship. The broadcast begins 8 a.m. UF Alabama, 3:30 p.m. Tonight, UCF at Louisville, 7:30 p.m. Marlins play 7:10 p.m. first of a three-game series versus Los Piratas, and then Inter Miami. They host the New York Red Bulls 7 p.m. from Fort Lauderdale.
All right, weather real quick so we can get to your montage.
From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, it is your weather. Call 24/7 866-954. More partly cloudy, around 75 degrees tonight.
All right, let's hear it. Without further ado, Alejandro Solana's montage from the week that was on Hockman and Crowder.
Pivot!
Pivot!
We apologize. This is the Hockman and Crowder Show.
Canes and Dolphins won, so you can take anything else that you want and blow it right out of your butt.
Miami's looking very paint-by-numbers right now offensively.
I agree.
And Derek is trying as hard as he can to make time to move Mike Harley. What's the Respato? I don't even know. What's Esperado?
Esperado.
Esperado.
Xavier Restrepo.
Restrepo.
Blow it right out of your butt.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion on your skin or you will get the hose again.
Andre, Andre, E-I-E-I-O. What's poppin' tonight, Joe? E-I-E-I-O! E-I-E-I-O! E-I-E-I-O!
Can Sparty blow it out his butt, Will?
Crowder, you don't take a bath for real? Every day?
Not every day, Twan. It depends on what my daily activities were.
Crowder, that's nasty.
Nasty! That's right!
But Twan, what about the pheromones, though? Because women love those pheromones. My wife loves mine. She loves a little stink.
My wife liked Dove.
E-I-E-I-O!
Blow it right out of your butt.
I know you'll know this one. Metro Boomin. Who the hell is Metro Boomin?
He wants some more. That's just his little drop. Metro Boomin wants some more.
Is that he's a singer?
I think he's
rapper?
No, a producer. There we go. Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin.
I hope it's enough, Joe, for App State to take themselves back to Mayberry and tell Aunt B she better have a bean pie ready for me or else.
Can Sparty blow it out his butt, Will?
Andre, Andre, E-I-E-I-O! What's poppin' tonight, Joe?
Andale, Andale!
E-I-E-I-O! E-I-E-I-O! What's poppin' tonight, Joe?
Touchdown!
Get the ball to Esperanza! That is so good, man. You keep on doing yourself. That is great.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Did you not want an upsy downsy? I'm using lotion.
Hawk and Crowder.
Whoa, Nelly!
There we go.
Final segment on a Friday. We'll always bring out the Keith Jackson in me.
I love it.
Whoa, Nelly! 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour here, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. If you were listening to us this hour, you understand when I tell you I have texted Ryan and Casey from Funky Buddha and suggested that they make a Retzen-flavored beer. Retzen-flavored IPA.
Stay away from it.
This is one of my favorite segments, favorite hours of all time, because we started this hour. We just had a good conversation in the last segment with Eric Wood. He's always interesting. The fact that, you know, he brought up that we owe him dinner is something that I didn't want to revisit. But
hey, yo, baby.
Before Eric Wood, who happens to be an excellent radio guest, we talked extensively about breath mints from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
That was when you were in your prime,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God. I mean, if I didn't go out with a pack of Velements in the pocket, then something was wrong. But, yeah, that was fun. All right, pivot. I got a pivot here. Pivot.
I got you.
Pivot.
We're there.
That is going to wrap up today's Football Friday show. We appreciate all the guests, Eric Wood, Lee Sterling, Rob Pizzola, everybody. Go Canes.
Mm-hmm.
Go Dolphins.
Go Gators.
Mm. Everybody have a great and safe weekend, and we will speak with you el lunes.
Mentirosa.
Pivot.
When my family gets in the pool, there's always an odd number of shoes on the outside.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need,
yeah,
you need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.